Blog Talk Radio.
On the spot diva from east to the west coast, grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You listen to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay, Mary.
Check
check Steve out, Mr. Jennings out at, go to his blog, hellraisershouse.blogspot.com. Matter of fact, I'm going to put it up on my Twitter right now so you guys can check it out. And you have an event that's coming, a business networking. Tell us a little bit about that. It's going to be on April the 9th.
Yes, ma'am. Normally what I try to do every 3 or 4 months, I have a business networking event at my store. Mm-hmm. And what it is it caters to small businesses, businesses just started. It doesn't have to be a minority business, just business in general that just started up. And the reason why I do this is because when I started my landscaping business about 4 years ago, you know, you always get that word that, you know, a business can fail within 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And with everything that you do as far as promotion, advertising, you know, you still don't get people to come and, you know, check you out or check your services or check your product. So, you know, me being in the cigar business, I come across people from all walks of life and different demographics and different occupations. So I'm using, you know, the connections that I had in the past to pull people together so they could, you know, come show off their product.
Oh, that is great. And I think it's so important. And a lot of people, you know, it's all about building long-term relationships. And I got my kings and my queens on the line. I see y'all hands up. I'm about to get to y'all. But building long-term relationships, because us, even with the online networking and even offline, you know, people just want to get something and go. Like, I don't want to just a one-night stand with you. Diva Mary Kay is more interested in building a long-term relationship with you. You know, I want us to be in this for the long haul. And I think, you know, long-term relationships are a lot more better than short-term relationships. Even though short-term relationships is like they'll get word of mouth, but somebody that's rocking with you and y'all been rocking for a minute and you've been providing them a quality service, giving them great customer service, I think that that's more of a better look for your business in general. And a lot of times that's how a lot of these, your first year is going to be the hardest, but that's how a lot of these businesses end up, you know, failing because they're not thinking long-term, they're thinking short-term.
Right. Definitely what I try to tell people who's going to start a business is you look at the business that's prior to you, that's already out there, that's already established, and you look at the time that they've been in business and look at what they're doing right, and if you particularly use that business, look at what impresses them, look at what impresses them to you, and try to replicate or duplicate what they're doing, so that way you can get a kind of like a blueprint on what you want to do for your business. So hopefully when it comes down the line, obviously you're going to incur some bumps, but you won't be making the same mistakes that a lot of new businesses are making out there. Like, say, for instance, you can start a business, a food business. You're doing good. You got the best products. And the best analogy I could use is you starting off with Heinz ketchup, and then it start, you know, your business start going down, and you switch to Hunt's. People are going to notice the difference. You know what I'm saying? So you always have to make sure that you know, cross your T's and you dot your I's.
And you always provide quality services. I definitely want to get your opinion on this. We got Steve Jennings live in the building with us, a.k.a. Still Souls Live in the building with us. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We got Genius live in the building with us. Genius, what's going on? He is definitely over there doing his thing, man. We got Genius live.
Thank you. Welcome. I appreciate that. I'm humble. I'm just getting finished taking my finals. Woo-sai.
Wow, woo-sai.
But definitely wanted to call in and give support. You know, I'm always looking to network, and especially when it's involved in business. You know,
yeah.
Salute to the brother.
No doubt. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
So, Genius, what is it like, even what you see a lot of, and tell the people exactly what you do before I go into my question.
I do a couple of different things. You know, you only know me for the music end of it. I actually run the independent record label, as well as a music production and video company. Outside of that, me and my brother actually run a company called Genius Creative Solutions, where we actually improve the way companies do business. And that's from everything from communications to IT, you know, whatever the needs are at the time.
That's definitely what's up. Now, even with going into, you know, networking your business and having a network party, because I have been to several networking parties, and I'm not going to say that I didn't get anything from all of them, but what I'm going to say is sometimes when somebody have a networking party, they take the networking out of it. So what are your comments on, you know, the whole having networking parties and networking your businesses?
I mean, I think that it's important, you know, that any knowledge that we have in this world, you know, it doesn't mean anything if, you know, we're not sharing it. I mean, you just have it. I mean, what's the point of learning it, you know what I'm saying, if you're not applying it and, you know, and sharing it? Because at the end of the day, the more people that are involved, the more it benefits everyone, which will benefit you. You know, and I've been to a lot of events like, you know, yourself where, you know, that has happened. And sometimes some people get to, you know, certain points in their life or certain echelons in their life. And, you know, I guess that, you know, they don't want to share some things because they feel threatened or whatever, or, you know, it's more so the focus is about them. And it's like not too many people communicate. And that's the other thing. We can't be afraid to communicate and to reach out to people, because nowadays, you know, it really is more so about who you know as opposed to what you actually know. You know, what the skill set is, and that's crazy, you know, but it's a fact. And, you know, being able to network is a very important thing, communicating and presenting yourself in the right way when you're communicating, most importantly, emphasis on that, you know, first impressions are everything.
You definitely right about that. First impressions are everything. And Steve, what you doing, your networking, what you open, and it's great that, you know, that we have a palette. And I like what Virginia said, a lot of are afraid to give away from the information. And we need to let them know, people, like, it's not going to hurt you to tell somebody that at Bravo's they got put a bag of five pound bag of potatoes for 99 cents, rather than at Pathmark they got the same 5 pound bag for $2.29. It's really not going to hurt you to share information with other people about what somebody is doing. And what's your feelings on, you know, with, you know, people, I want to say withholding information, but just not being supportive? Because it's like I had a situation where some people that I know, they only want me to rock with them. They like, oh, you rocking with such and such over there? Like, first of all, professionals don't care about your beef. We care about the business. And if I'm rocking with you, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm over here rocking with Genius, so I ain't messing with Steve. I ain't messing with Still Souls and over there. They don't mess with Genius, so, you know, basically I ain't messing with them. Like, what's your opinion on that situation right there, or advice, I should say?
Well, It's kind of hard, because you got two kind of people. You got people that wanna lead, and you got people that wanna sit there and wait for you to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if you're a business minded person, you should always have like minded business people around you. And you know, once you find your niche or your goal or whatever you're trying to do. You know, sometimes you don't have to go out and spread the word. People are going to see what you're doing. Because, you know, if there's something good out there, people want to follow. People want to get down. You know what I'm saying? They want to be in the know. They want to be on the team. So sometimes, you know what, if you really have to get your product out there, you know what, I advise you to go out there and do everything that you can. But sometimes, you know, you can't say anything. You have to let your actions speak louder than your words. Go out there. Put in the hard work. Get your street team. Show people that you're about something. Support other businesses. And when people look at you and see all the things that you're doing, they're going to say, wow, you know, this person is on time. This person is really out there moving. They're doing their numbers. I want to be down with them. I want to rock with them. That's what you got to do.
And it's all about, like you said, you got to be a leader. You got to show people. And, you know, if that's my thing, if you can go to the mall, say you got a business right in your neighborhood, right in your area, and it's a block with businesses, it's a barbershop, it's a store, you know, they got the same pair of Fucos or the same pair of you know, Omavis or the same pair of True Religions that you was going to go get from the mall. And it's sad that some people put it in their head like, well, I'm going to go get it from the mall rather than support it within my own neighborhood. And it's the same price. But let's look at it like this, because you got some businesses. The neighborhood businesses don't try to jerk your people, yo. Don't charge more than what they charging in the mall, not less. Because down the street, you know, it's a little grocery store, a little bodega. Mommy try to charge me. I'm a person that like Twinkies. I like Twinkies, okay? Be Mary Kay like Twinkies. I'm not paying $2 for my damn Twinkies. Now, I know if I go to the grocery store, I can get the same Twinkies for what, 79 cents, a dollar? So, for the business out there, I think that's what sometimes turns people off about going to the stores in their neighborhood to support them, because they charging them double the price. We got Guru live in the building with us. Guru, what's up? Welcome to the show, man.
You already know. Yo.
Hello.
Thanks for that warm welcome, and shout out to my boy Steve Jennings. You know, I call him Hov. That's how
no
we
doubt.
Started. When the Rock was, and me and Steve was, and everybody that know who I talk to, they know I've been in the business since 2002. And Steve know school mission
up,
I was on. So like, he knows.
You breaking up?
He knows the battlegrounds. He knows the work I put in, and he's been there with me since the beginning.
No doubt.
So I definitely support what he's doing right now, because, you know, I was in business, and Steve, you know, we always talk business. Even though we worked in the same building, we were talking business outside of where we worked at, even though we was taking care of business where we worked at. So I like what he's doing. I've been to a few of his networking events. And the thing that I want to say about what Diva Mary Kay touched on is your party a real networking event? Well, I just like to say for everybody listening that if you have been invited by Steve Jennings to his networking event, he is the host. He acts like a host. He brings you to the people he's invited to make sure you're networking with them. He makes everybody comfortable. He puts it out there what this person does, actually links you together. Like, we talked about this years ago when we started. I was in the carpet business. He was in the landscaping business. We helped each other. So the thing I want to stress is you really doing networking? And Steve knows he took it from networking inside his business, which is the cigar store, and into the online situation. So I'm very proud of what he's doing, and I really have to show support for him being on the show tonight. I put it together for Diva Mary Kay the introduction with the rest. That's why we got this show tonight. Diva Mary Kay got on her grind. She liked the website. She liked what Steve is doing. So I want to say shout out to Diva Mary Kay for bringing my boy on and letting me spread the word. You're doing
no
a great job, bro.
I appreciate you, man. You know, we the Rock forever, kid.
We the Rock forever. Everybody knows we go back to 2001.
No doubt.
Nobody get it twisted. We go back to 2001, 2002 when I first got out of school. So,
no doubt, man.
Yeah, my salute.
I like what it says, Still Stones. Tell me about Still Stones. What's that all about?
Well, Still Souls is actually my motorcycle name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I started dropping hammers, you know, my bike, I have a cruiser, and it's nothing but steel. And, you know, sometimes when you out there, you know, you burn the rubber, you know, you got to be focused on what you're doing, kind of like soulless. So, you know, between that and, you know, me, you know, one of my favorite characters growing up was the Ghost Rider. And, you know, when he was doing his thing, he was fighting evil, he looked that person in that eye and said, give me your soul. You know what I'm saying? So that's where the name, that's where the acronym came together. And, you know, I've been riding with that, you know, for a long time now. So
that's high. That's definitely high. And what's the name of your motorcycle club?
Still Souls.
I know that's right. That's definitely what's up. So they do the motorcycle club got any events or anything coming up? What y'all doing next? What's next for y'all?
Well, what we're doing, I've been keeping it under wraps.
Okay.
You know, we are here, you know, online. What I'm doing right now, starting the first Thursday in May, from 8 p.m. to 12 p.m. at the Barrister Cigar Shop, we're going to have bike night at the cigar store.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing is I'm bringing in food trucks like hot dogs, you know, fish. I got a guy bringing in a smoker. We're going to have DJs on site. We're going to have DJs rotating every week. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to reach out to all the motorcycle clubs in Essex County, Union County, Hudson County, you know, to come out, you know, hang out. It's going to be food. You come inside, you smoke cigars. You know, that's the big thing right now for the summer.
And if one thing about smoking cigars, a lot of people got to understand, you're just not smoking cigars. It's a lifestyle. It's not just, oh, you know, I got this premium cigar. It's a lifestyle. Tell us about the lifestyle. Like, it's not for everybody. So we want y'all to understand that, you know, this is definitely a lifestyle. This is something that you grow into. It's not something that you can just jump on board. Because I see a lot of rappers, a lot of artists, not everybody got cigars. Tell us about that.
Well, just to give you a little history, you know, I was one of those people 15 years ago. You know, I used to work for UPS in Parsippany, and I used to deliver to J&R Tobacco on Route 10. And when I delivered there, I was always that dude, like, hey, what is this? What is this about? I don't know anything about it. So it was one day I finished, you know, doing my route, and I drove back down to J&R Tobacco, and the guy that I was delivering my package to said, yeah, come back, I'll take care of you. So I got into it. You know, I smoked maybe 2 or 3 cigars a week. And then it was something that, you know, I kind of started to like, you know, and then it just started picking up as a habit. But the fast forward 15 years, you know, cigar smoking is definitely, it's a lifestyle thing. Like Jay said, it's not for everybody. It's more that you like the finer things in life. You know, smoking cigars, obviously, you know, you have your cheap ones, you know, but when you smoke a cigar, it's a lifestyle change. It's a conversation piece. A lot of business deals are being closed with cigars with you in the golf course. You're in the meeting room. You know what I'm saying? You're having dinner with people. And a lot of times when you smoke a cigar, obviously you're going to get the people that's going to be like, well, what is this doing? It stinks, whatever, whatever. But to the people that know what you're doing, it all comes with a lifestyle, how you talk, how you dress, what you drive, who you hang out with. And even what you smoke, it's all a lifestyle. So I'm not trying to say that what I'm doing is you know, I'm the freshest dude out there. But you know what? I'm kind of leaning towards I want the finer things in life. And that right there, me smoking premium tobacco and smoking premium cigars is the tip. It's the tip of the iceberg. Because you could go, you can smoke expensive cigars, have expensive accessories like cutters, lighters, humidors. It's just a trickle effect. It's just like, matter of fact, it's just like any hobby that you have. Any hobby that you have starts off very basic until you start getting into it when it starts costing money. And then after it starts costing money, it's no longer a hobby. It's a passion. And you know what I'm saying? I have the passion. You know, I've been smoking cigars for 15 years. And me being in the cigar business has, you know, enabled me to travel all over the world. You know, I've been in Nicaragua, I've been in Honduras, I've been in Dominican Republic, I've been to many cigar factories, I go to a lot of cigar conventions. I meet people from all across the world that have the same interest in me. You know what I'm saying? We all, and the thing, other thing about it is, when you come into, especially my cigar store, we have all walks of life. Whether you're a doctor, lawyer, corrections officer, security guard at the Board of Education, whatever your job description is, we're in there for one thing. Good conversation, relax over a premium cigar, and maybe sip, you know, some premium libations. So.
I see that you are Jack Daniel's sipper.
Yes. You know, I've been drinking Jack Daniel's, you know, for a long time. It wasn't my, you know, one of the things I fell in love with. I was actually a gin drinker But I got introduced to Jack Daniels, and through the years, you know, I've been drinking Jack Daniels, and you know, I've been had all of them between the regular black, the green, the single malt, single barrel, to the gentleman Jack. But see, now, just like cigars, my taste has evolved. So now I'm moving out of the Jack lane. I'm moving to the Scotch lane now, single malt scotches, you know, stuff like that. And that's the good thing about when you, you know, when things are good and things are going well, you get the chance to evolve and find out the finer things in life.
So for a first-time person like me, say Diva Mary Kay wanted to start off smoking cigars, because the queens can get it too. So say if I decided that I wanted to, you know, go get me a premium, some premium cigars, what would you refer, and what would I start off as far as the cost? Because they come by the case. They're not, are they so single, or are they, I'm pretty sure they come by the case.
Well, cigars come two ways. They come individually, or they come by the box. Most cigar boxes come have cigars from 20 sticks to 25 sticks. But if you were to come in, if you were to come to Barrett Cigars and say, look, you know what, I'm looking for a cigar, I just had to ask you a few questions. First of all, I'll say, well, what have you smoked prior? Have you smoked before? The next question I would ask is, how long you want to smoke? Because cigars come in all different sizes. You know, if you want to smoke a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever, whatever. The next question I'm going to ask you is, what do you want? Do you prefer flavored tobacco, or you want natural tobacco? And then the last question, I don't really put a lot of emphasis on it, what's your price point? Because I could put you in a Volkswagen, or I could put you in a Maybach. You know what I'm saying? You know, if money's no object, then we can rock out. But I kind of have to ask those questions so I know what direction to go on my humidor. You know, that's one of the good things about our cigar store is that we ask those questions to fit you perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And if you like that, if you like that cigar, then we have other cigars that we can move you laterally with. You know what I'm saying?
It's
cigars that will fit your palate.
So I want to get back, and definitely I want to get back to what, and we're going to get into some music too, because I got some bangers. I want to get back to what Jeans was saying about as far as your appearance. Your appearance is everything. And one thing about Diva Mary Kay, I don't judge on appearance, but I am a cautious by your appearance and the way that you carry and demeanor, so because some people will be intimidated to come in such an upscale store or in a position. Like, you got dudes out there that want to invest the money in school, but you get snooty owners, you get snooty managers, you get people who look at you, you know, they don't understand. They want to get into it, but they don't understand that it's a lifestyle. It's, you know, it's certain things that you need to have, like-minded, but, you know, some will come in. You know, some chicks will come in with their scarves and sweats on. A dude come in with his Tim's and his white beater on. Like, you know, I just want to get some cigars. But for those who come into the store like that, you know, I know you're not thrown off by it, but a lot of times that person can be prejudged. It's not even a lot of times. All the time, people get prejudged on their appearance. Do you think when... not to say we're going to an upscale place, but people need to know anything that you're doing. I know you're spending your money, but you need to be able to present yourself like you're ready to spend some money. Not necessarily look like you're spending some money, but I wouldn't come in your store, you know, just looking busted. I would definitely come in, especially if you're about your business. You can come into a store and get you some premium cigars, and you can network at the same time. You never know who's in there. So for the people who just coming up, you know, just come in there, are you kind of turned off by it? It doesn't matter for you.
No, it doesn't matter, you know, because, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because to me, regardless of what you come in, and how you dress and what you wear, that doesn't mean anything. But what matters to me the most is when me and you get one-on-one inside the humidor, and I'm asking you questions about the cigars and what you need and what you want, what you're looking for, pretty much everything else that I pre-thought about you goes out the window. Because my number one concern is trying to educate you on what you're getting, on the product that you're getting, and to make sure that you're getting what you like and you're getting the bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm.
So everything else doesn't matter, because in a business, just like we said at the top of the show, it's all about good service and return customers. So I don't care what you look like. If you came in, you know, looking like True Dove, from De La Soul, looking like John Witherspoon with the plaid jacket and the plaid pants, you know, that's irrelevant. Because you know what? Not everybody has the money to look the way they want. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody has the means. You know, my grandmother has told me, you know, you got a champagne taste with a Coca-Cola pocket. So for some people, it's like that, and they don't have the means. And actually, to be honest, cigar smoking is a luxury. Not everybody can come into the store and smoke $10, $15, $20, $30 cigars every week.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I got guys, I mean, we have $3 or $4 cigars in there, and I got guys in there that are coming in and bottle cigars every week, and they love them. Because it's not about the money that you spend, it's what you like. And if that cigar does something for you and makes you feel a certain kind of way, then you know what? Thank God for us having that cigar, and thank God you came back, because it's something that where you can come and you can get it over and over again.
A lot of people say, oh, I never smoke cigars, I'll never get down like that. But you can't knock it until you try it again. It's a lifestyle. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We got Steve Jennings live in the building with us. We definitely going in. And y'all can chop it up in the chat room with us. We got the chat room open. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. It's Diva Spot Radio. Let's go, man.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I used to be the kind of brother that thought I would never slow down. I used to swear that I don't even care what happens, but baby, right now, you changed my mind. And it took some time, but now I understand I can be a better man. I never had a chance to meet a lover quite like you. You revealed another part in me, girl, your love is tried and true.
Never
will I break your heart.
Never
will we ever part.
Never
can't believe I used to say it. I used to say
never
what I love this way.
Never
give my heart away. Never would this player hang his jersey up and leave the game. Never would have thought in a million years I would be here. That's why I say
never
what I know the truth.
Never
when I know that you would come into my life and make everything new. Oh, never would have thought I would take your hand. Girl, I swear I would never, 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 never say never again. Again, baby, 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 baby. There ain't no question that I love you. I know we've had our ups and downs, but through the tears, I know there is nowhere I can say I'd rather be now. You're my shining star. Cause you got my heart and now I hold your hand. Cause you made me a stronger man. I wish that I could place the whole world in front of you. But a man is just a man, so baby, here's my vow to you, babe.
Never
will I break your heart.
Never
will we ever part.
Never
can't believe I used to say it. I used to say
never
will I love this way.
Never
get my heart away.
Never
would this player hang his jersey up and leave the game. Never would have thought in a million years I would be here. And that's why I say
never
had I known the truth.
Never
when I know that you would come into my life and make everything new. Oh, never would have thought
oh,
I would take your hand. Girl, I swear I would never, 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 never say never. From the day you came along, I sung a brand new song. That you're a special part of me. Before I had no clue, I was lost till I found you, baby.
Hey,
I
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now live into Diva Spot Radio ENT. We got Steve Jennings live in the building with us. We definitely chopping it up. We got Genius on the line with us, and we got Future Guru 100. My next question to you, Mr. Jennings, is how do you support your people, and what does it mean to you to support your people?
Well, the way I try to support my people is anytime I see anybody that has a new business, you know, I try to talk to them. If they have a product that they're selling, you know, I try to instantly, you know, come out of my pocket, you know, because when you start a new business, every dollar helps your business. Whether you turn in something in your business, you got to get new this or new that, you know, I try my best to help them out. And then, you know, I extend the invitation to come out to one of my events,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you could come out, network with people. And the other thing that one thing that I do at my networking events, where I've been to a lot of networking parties that people don't do, I sit down and talk with you before the event, and I say, if you have a service, why don't you try raffle off one of your services? Like at my last networking party, you know, I had a guy who owns a limo company. What we did is we raffled 2 or 3 hours a free limo time. I had a guy who's a producer. He raffled off 2 or 3 hours of studio time. I had guys in here who just started barbershops. You know, why don't you raffle off 2 or 3 free haircuts? Because that way you get a chance to get the people in your door and spread the word. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, it's essential that if you have a business mind, it's not that you're not looking for the next big thing. Because a lot of times the next big thing is a long way off.
Yeah, right.
So you have to find somebody that you want to work with that has the same drive and the same goals as you. And especially if that person is looking up to you as the blueprint, you got to make sure that you interact with that person on a regular basis. Make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be, whether it be on the business end or the financial end or whatever the case may be that they need help with. So, I mean, it's imperative that, you know, that we help each other, you know, one hand wash the other. So,
and I think you definitely right about that in the whole customer service aspect of it. Provide quality customer service, even with my Mary Kay, you know, ladies, and we host the parties, and I do the on-the-go facials and the individual facials. You know, and some women out there that think, oh, just foundation, eyeshadow, lip gloss, a liner, I'm gone, I'm out. But it's not necessary that. We want to take care of the outside. I mean, we want to take care of the inside so the outside can look good. Because it's not just all slapping on anything on your face. You want to make sure you cleanse and moisturizing. And it's good that's one of the things that I do with the ladies before I do my parties. I sit down and I talk to them about their needs and
right.
what's going to help them along the way, long-term longevity, and, you know, offering a free gift, offering something free. And I wanted to say, look, I give you the sample, but the meal you got to pay for. A lot of us work very hard, so we don't have time to be giving all out all the hard work and the secrets and the tips that we learned, we felt like you should get on your grind and do it as well. But we'll give a little something. Don't get mad at a company. Like, we'll give you a sample, but the meal you got to pay for. And if you're not ready to spend no money, then you don't need to be in the position. You don't need to be really around us within our network. Unless you're trying to, you know, help out the situation or put into the situation, there's no need for you to be there. And that's just
right.
It's taking up time. You're taking up time and space for somebody else who could have been here or who wants to be part of the movement. Genius, I want to pose the same question to you is, what does it mean to you to support your people, and how do you support your people?
Well, I mean, coming from, you know, my family, which I have a cultural, you know, very diverse cultural background, it's important. You know, I think that we've lost, you know, especially sequences with our people. We lost touch with that. We have a bunch of individualism, you know, as opposed to, you know, real, you know, social things that we really do to really support each other. You know, and I'm all about helping and giving. I get that from my mom. I help a lot of people. You know, even now, musically, I've given away tracks for free. I even did albums for free to people. You know what I mean? But what's more important for me is educating as well as helping them with something, you know, monetary, because with knowledge you can obtain many things.
I try
to help in a lot of ways, whether it's through charity or volunteering my service, or maybe it's something that I may know that someone else doesn't know, sharing that with them, you know what I'm saying, and showing them how it can be achieved. Cause it's like, I mean, I think everybody in the world has it in them, you know, to have that hustler's mentality, that drive to, you know, want to achieve something. Some people just need a little push. You know, and then others, they just gonna be the way that they are.
Yeah, some people you just gotta leave right where they at, because you'll be wasting your time. You know, some people, like I said, it's three different types of people, and it's a many different types of people in the world. There's many different types of people in business, but I like what Steve was saying, Mr. Jennings saying, you know, you got to be with like-minded people. If I'm over here, you know, and I'm more into the selling vegetables and whatnot, I'm a vegetarian, I'm not going to go link up with a butcher. I mean, I'm not going to hate on what he do, but I'm not going to link up with him. A lot of times we be wasting a lot of money, a lot of promo, a lot of time, a lot of pain and anguish in the wrong markets. And I definitely want to ask Guru the same question. Guru does a lot of stuff. He's definitely a man of a lot of hats. Guru, how are you supporting your people, and what do you feel it is to support your people?
Well, that was my mission statement when I started my business. And whether I was doing corporate or doing my thing online, I was kind of juggling my business with my passion. My business, I put food on the table, was doing carpet. And I also had a regular full-time job. That's why I met Steve. And when we started, we kind of knew the same thing he said. Like business minds got to stick together, and that's basically what he did. He knew a lot of the day-to-day operations of my company. He saw a lot of people coming there looking for me to install or clean their carpet. And I'm glad when he started his landscaping business, I was able to, you know, I saw him come in Johnny Blaze, like he called himself Johnny Blaze, and he did that by making a good presentation. He did that by getting shirts. He did that by getting business cards. So I was glad I was able to encourage him when he started his business, and that's what I do online today. I encourage people in building up their brand and brand awareness by having a great presentation, and that's really where it starts. So you can take that same business sense, common sense, with you wherever you go. You're going to always be able to help somebody else. You're going to be able to let that next person give some good advice to another business person. Because, look, somebody's turning 21 tomorrow. Somebody's turning 18 tomorrow. They're going to have certain liberties. They're going to have certain privileges. And certain rights. Pursuit of happiness is starting a business and creating a business for a lot of folks these days. So you always got to give something back in that regard. I learned that early because I started my own business soon as I got my driver's license at 17 years old. I was able to, you know, have a mind to say I want my own business. And I'm going to work. You know, I'm going to do a 9-to-5, but I also want my own business. I always had that thing about me that I wanted that. So that's what I encourage. I encourage people and support people. Like, if I'm supporting Steve and I'm in business, then I remember when he did his first networking event at the first store he spoke about that he was making deliveries to. we actually had a lot of people come to that event from both sides. He brought some business people in, and I took some business people in with me, and he let me speak at that first event because I was already in business. So he supported me, and it feels good to give back and support to him. So that's how I support people, just help them with their businesses online. And you got to take that same business online and do it the same way, whether you close for the day, carry yourself the same way, like you was open for business.
Let's talk about business 24/7. And the reason why I say business 24/7, because business owners, we work very, very hard. So why not have your business working 24/7? I like waking up and checking, you know, my Gmail and getting alerts that my PayPal is dead. I like waking up in the morning and seeing that I was making money while I was sleeping. And I want to touch on that right now because it's good. You know, not only do I work and go to school and run my show, but I have a website as well. And there is a PayPal link, and there's a link on there as well. And I think it's very important for people who are a business owner and got websites and got blogs. And if product that you're selling and that you have, you need to have that buy now link and that donate link, because at the end of the day, all of us business owners are going to have something in a charity that we rock with that we definitely going to want y'all to donate money to. And we send this either 10%, like 10% of my proceeds, my Mary Kay business, it goes to stopping domestic violence against women and children. And we raise money every year. We just raised over 2.5 mil last year. And what we do is we split it up and we give it to shelters. So that's definitely a big thing that we want to get into. But making money, your business making money 24 hours. If you talking PayPal or you talking debit or you talking credit, you're talking business. Now, that's to say, you know, Steve, Mr. Jennings, he has his cigars online. Okay, that's fine. I'm like, okay, this is close. And, you know, I'm all the way over here on the west, but I really like this particular cigar that he has. I can go online, go to his store, purchase the item, and get it. But, you know, when you're doing business and somebody want to get a product from you or they have to order it online, how can you send me cash? This is my thing. A person asked somebody that was like, well, can we do it cash? Yeah, you can hit me up on a PayPal, debit, credit, Western Union, MoneyGram. Let's get this together, people. Our business should be working 24 hours, 7 days a week. We put in every bit of what, 80 hours a week, a business owner? When you first start off for your first year, you putting in mad hours at that store because you there every day. And I want to get your opinion on the situation. And starting with you, Mr. Jennings, even how important is it, even if you don't have an online business, how important is it for you to have PayPal? I like PayPal because if I take your debit or your credit card, it let me know if you would go right then and there. Ain't no 24 hours to confirm.
Well, with the technology that's out there, you know, for example, when I started my landscaping business, you know, it was all, I mail you the invoice, you mail it back to me. If I needed the money, you know, I have to pay my employees. I'm sitting around looking at the mailman, waiting for that check to get in so I can rush to the bank, so I can go to my payroll service, so they could cut the check. Now it's more like, you know, the technology, if I was still doing landscaping, you know, I have the technology right there on my phone, boom, send you the email, boom, you can turn it back around, boom. The money's in the account. I can get paid before I start cutting your grass. It's the same thing. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities out there to make the money. a lot of people just haven't explored all the options. Just like you just mentioned, you know, the PayPal, the Western Union, the MoneyGram, you should have access to your money all times. And if people want a product that you have, there should be no reason why you shouldn't be able to give it to them, why they have to wait 24 hours, 48 hours, oh, it's Friday, y'all close on the weekend, I got to wait till Monday. No. You wake up in the morning, you see that somebody has placed the order for your service or for one of your products, man, you better get out there and get that money.
Yep. You better go get it.
I'm trying to tell you, because if that person, if you don't satisfy that customer, on to the next.
On to the next one. They're going to go through. You know how many different cigar shops? You know how many? It's mad. It's over billions, millions of Mary Kay beauty consultants. I'm not the only one. She's going to be like, oh, you don't want to respond to me back about my order? I'm going to another one down the street. I was just rocking with you because you was my peoples. And
no doubt.
And following up, if somebody, you know, got a message that somebody was interested in your site and they placed an order, you contact them ASAP. Have a customer service number. Here's a little jewel Diva is going to drop. Now,
right.
I know things are going to be expensive, but Diva going to drop this jewel. If you have a business and a lot of people are uncomfortable with giving out their telephone number, your cell phone number, your personal number, you need to go to www.googlevoice.com. Google Voice is great for business owners because you can use that number to give out or put out on your business cards, your flyers, on your website. And what happens is they'll call that number, and that number will call your cell phone. They will only have the Google Voice number. And the good thing about it, you can leave a professional message on it, and they can leave a message. You can go on googlevoice.com, and it has all the recorded messages. Just in case something happens to your phone, somebody, you already got their information. It got their contact information. It even come up with an email address if they have it connected to their phone number. And this is good logging. You want to keep, you want to have a profile on your customers, your long-term customers. So, you know, for those people out there that's having a hard time with getting a business number for your business, it's not that hard. Diva just dropped the jewel. You don't need to really come out of pocket. Just go to www.googlevoice.com while they're free and get you a number. You can actually get unique with the number, but you can get that number for your business, your professional voicemail on it. And you always want to let them know, I'm probably on the other line with somebody, or I'm probably with a client. I'll contact with you within the next 24 to 48 hours. You need to give your customer a time, or the person inquiring about your business, a time frame. Let them know that their call was important. It's all about the customer service at the end of the day, and that's one of the things I see a lot of people, artists, business owners, producers, you know, people, entertainers, they lack in the customer service because it's all about money, 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 money. But if you make me feel good, and if you make me feel like you offering a quality product, which you should be, I'm going to come back. There's no reason to get that quick fix, that one night stand. Don't get the first one and then you want to come back for seconds later when you ain't even give it up the first time. That's what I'm saying. That's definitely what I'm saying. Let me go down to this. I wanted to get back to the PayPal situation. It is too easy to get a PayPal account. My son can have a PayPal account. I'm actually thinking about making my little man a PayPal account so when birthdays and Christmas and stuff coming around, grandma, grandpa, auntie, uncle, sister, brother, cousin, best friends, y'all ain't got to worry about buying him no presents. Hit his PayPal. And it come with a card. It's going to come with a card. Like, I think after six, it is. After 6 months, look how PayPal is doing you. After 6 months, they want you to build a relationship with them. Within 6 months, you can get their credit card, debit card. But you have to get, you have to be rocking with them for at least 6 months to get that. You're building credit, but it's good because PayPal is good. So I'm definitely loving that. I'm loving that donate link, too. And it's good because you can go in and they have the merchants' accounts. So I think they charge maybe like $1 and some change on every I'm going to get it. I don't want to give y'all wrong information. I'll pull it up. But I definitely want to get that. Supporting your people. Now, to the people. If your businesses in your neighborhood, we don't go on to neighborhoods, supporting your neighborhood, supporting your hood, however you want to call it. If you see the business owners reaching out to the community should reach out to the business owners. Don't walk past the store or stand in front of getting in your car or catching a bus to go to the mall and being right there. Like, seriously. I definitely want to get your opinion on that, Genius, as far as with, you know, the community supporting the businesses. Because they'll go all the way out. There's nothing wrong with going to the mall or going shopping or whatever the case may be. And, like having events. I done seen too many times at 551, I see you, I'm about to open your line up. I done seen too many times that the barbershop, it's always, yo, for some reason, it's always the barbershop, the beauty supply, I mean, the barbershop, the beauty salon, always having cookouts, and the restaurant always having cookouts and doing stuff for the community, and the community don't show up, and then they wonder why the prices is high in the store. They have to make ends meet. So I definitely want your opinion on that, Genius.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, it really depends on the demographic. I mean, coming up, you know, I'm from Flatbush, Brooklyn, and it's like, you know, the stores, the bodegas that we had back home, it was like everything was like a community when you had, like, the mom-and-pop shops and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it was very supportive, you know, and I really, you know, missed that when I came to, you know, the DMV, you know, because here, there's some places that, you know, still have that mindset here, but a lot of them, you know, it's more just within them. You know, it's more self-centered. They don't really do too many things in the community, you know, which that's something that needs to change, because if you want business from the community, then you have to, you know, give them something to encourage them to, you know, want to continue to do business with them. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, just to elaborate on what you were saying as far as, like, prices and stuff, like, you know, it's crazy how, you know, a lot of the stores that do be in your immediate neighborhood, the prices will be higher than they'll be at, you know, a lot of other places, you know, which that's, you know, that's kind of crazy to me. But, yeah, we definitely need more types of community things. And then the other thing is, you know, maybe somebody need to communicate to, you know, those people. Like me personally, I actually communicate with every last business that's in my area and even outside of my area, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of person I am, you know, because you never know who knows who, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, and I go to a lot of the places and I actually, you know, talk to the people. If I go in the store and I buy something, you know, I introduce myself, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I find out about them, you know.
Yeah, I live right down the street.
Yeah.
You're going to be seeing
right.
me on. I'm coming to spend my money, so I might as well have a relationship with you. I definitely can dig that. Let's bring Wild.B live in the building with us and get his opinion on that situation, and then we're going to get to some of his music. Wild, what's going on, man?
Salute, bro. Salute.
Salute.
What's going on?
Peace.
It's all good. Yo, so we on why people don't support the community, right?
Yeah, if that's what you want to talk about, go ahead and put it out there.
I mean, no, I'm saying I want to stay on topic. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, we definitely talked about, yeah, go ahead, I hear you.
Well, it depends which community we're talking about. If we're talking upper suburbs, they support the communities. They, you know, they do their festivals, they do their block watches, they do their, you know, they do the things for their kids, you know, saying to have them to have them in social events and have them in chess clubs and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking inner city, lower poverty? Are we talking lack of, like Jenny used to say, lack of communication, lack of effort? We talking lack of support, lack of funding? So it's really hard to be able to support the community, especially when you look at, you know, in the inner city schools, in an inner city that's in a community that's not even getting funded support. So if the school's not getting funded support and they shutting down everything that's in the community that helps individuals
like youth centers, like recs. It's very hard for individuals to really support the community when the community isn't a community.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I said on Twitter the other day. I said, how can we all make money if we divide it? If we divide it, how can we make money? And touching on the topic as far as the neighborhood and as far as the schools, one thing about the people up in the suburban areas, they go and they come out. Like, you know, they come out to the schools, they come out to the meetings, they show up, they get their opinion in, they say how they feel, and then they go back and go back home to their regular lives and doing what they doing. But the thing about it, I'm not going to necessarily say our people, it's just people with low standards. And it's crazy how our people, when I say our people, I mean Black, Spanish, Latino, you know, the ones that they consider us bottom feeders. We not bottom feeders. A bottom feeder to me is a person that just don't have because they won't do. If you have not, you didn't try to go get anything. And these notes and stuff is coming home from school. They even got it where they call you on your cell phone, automatic message. If you go out and support, the Boys and Girls Club won't be getting closed down. The schools won't be getting closed down because you know what? It's all about compromise at the end of the day. When you go to these meetings, there's always a representative there from the city hall, from the Board of Education. The principal is there. They're always there. They're getting this feedback from the parents is there, from the community, so they can take it and fight for it in the legal aspect of a way that you wouldn't do it. But if nobody shows up, then that means no funding. If nobody's filling out or standing up and saying, look, this is not what's going to happen to the school, we don't want to shut down, it's not going to get shut down. And what happens at the end of the day? They want to charge you more taxes. Now, let's say the school say, well, we're going to have to raise the taxes in this community or whatever the case may be by, you know, a percentage here. People are like, oh, hell no, I ain't got no money to give. Are you serious? You don't have any money to give for your child's education, but you just hit the chicken shack up before you got to the school? Let me know. You just hit the Chinese store before you got to the school? Let me know. Where did you just put your money at?
Yeah, I want to touch on one thing for your show, Diva Mary Kay, that great topic. And here's what happened. The main difference that is lacking, the number one reason is the communication, like Genius and Wise said. The number two reason is the connection, because you can communicate to the people all day. Just like if you open up a brand new store and get passions for the whole family, and you're in the neighborhood, and if you start going door to door, you being the business owner, and you have maybe a little team with you, you went door to door, say, my new store is at 448 Central Avenue, and now they know with your flyer that you're the owner. You just made a door-to-door call without, you know, asking, tell them to come to your store, but you're creating a connection with the whole block. Then you go to the next block. Then you go to the next block. So that if they don't feel a connection to you, even though they might know you, you might have communicated, but if they don't feel a connection, a lot of times you won't get the support. But if you can have the biggest drug dealer in the area, who everybody knows, they feel kind of connected to him because they know him, they see him flashing, everybody else know him, he can do something in the park, and then everybody will show up for free food. And they're like, hey, that's what I was trying to do. Nobody knows you. And 9 times out of 10, the connection is going to win over. You put in half the work, the communications, and create the connection. Because you can communicate all day. If nobody's rocking with you, they're not rocking with you. So there has to be a connection. They have to feel like they're getting something out of it, of course. And likewise for those same, you got to remember something. The business owners are communicating to the consumers. So they want the business. So you have to take care of those consumers when they come into your establishment. And that's still part of keeping that connection going. You could disconnect real quick. You made the connection, you could connect, and then disconnect. So the connection.
You definitely right about that. And if there's no communication with the people and the consumers that's coming into your store, with your business partners, with the people that's on your camp and your camp and within your team, is definitely going down. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We stepping our game up on Sundays. I got special guest Steve Jennings live in the building with us. We definitely going in. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. That made me just want to get right on the plane, Steve, and just go to the club. I know it's always after hours, just bumping down. Oh, I miss y'all so much. I do. I miss the eats. And when you get that good club music in you, you get that extra arch in your back. Like, if you really want to get an arch in your back, you need to get some club music from Jersey. You need to go to New York and get some club music. You need to go to B-More and get some club music and set it off. Like, that's the official arch right there. And we definitely rocking. Speaking of going down, I got hot mess news, and this is just Michael Jordan and LeBron James is being sued from $150 million each. Why are they being sued? Because some new nigga, and I'm going to say it, Diva Mary Kay said it, some new nigga decided that they have a business. I'm pulling up right now, but they have a business and they're in partners with Gotham Dating Service. And I guess Michael Jordan's name and LeBron James' name is taking heat. So their name, they company LeBron Jordan, something like that. But they decided that their names was taking on heat, and they said that it started to affect their business. See, this is what happened when you get a business, and when you get your head all blown up, you forgot that you was in it to win it by yourself from the jump. But this person decides that he's going to sue LeBron James and Michael Jordan for $150 million apiece because he said that the heat behind their names lately has caused him to lose service and lose customers. There it is, lose customers. And I'm going to pull this story up right now. But how could you sue somebody and you don't even have the name registered? You don't even own it. Who are you? People coming out of nowhere just deciding they want to sue you and carry on because, and see, what if somebody decided that this came out of the blue, like, I'm suing you because, you know, I had a product called Hellraisers and y'all got into some stuff and now my product ain't selling no more. What would be your response to that, Steve? Steve, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm here.
What would be your response to that?
Wow, that story just sounds really like left field.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like you said, you're a new jack dude. You know, you're trying to get paid off somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I personally feel bad for dude because he's just embarrassing himself. It's no way that he's going to see $150 million from Mike or for LeBron, or from them together. You know what I'm saying? This dude is ludicrous.
Oh, he is. Hold up. Here it is. Here's the story. I'm going to pull it up, and I got hot mess about D'Angelo. What's going on with D'Angelo? Oh, me and the dreamy eyes of mine. I'm going to play that song, too. All right. Here's the story. It says LeBron James and Michael Jordan sued for $150 million dollars each. And who is this new nigga? Again, I'm going to call him a new nigga. It says, as confusing as this may sound, LeBron James and Michael Jordan are being sued by LeBron Jordan. That's the name of this so-called company, I think, or man. It says, according to TMZ.com, CEO of the shoe company, LeBron Jordan Incorporated, it's a shoe company, Aaron Frazier insists that LeBron and Jordan happens to be the names of his godsons, and he has the right to the monarchy that is a legally controversy. It says, when backlash and cease of desist letters came to an upstart company, it seems highly likely that they will fold quietly. Now, this fool decides, it says, instead, LGI is suing the Miami Heat star and arguably the greatest basketball player ever for $150 million each, that the two icons have damaged his brand. Ain't this reps from Nike and Live Nation threatens to sue the shoe company, and LGI believes that the negative publicity has injured their business deals. The company LeBron Jordan is financed by the revenue from Frazier's Gotham Dating Partners Incorporated and has suffered a loss of customers since the issue with their names arose. So he started the beef. Aaron Frazier has a shoe company called LeBron Jordan. And he decides that these are the names of my godsons, and I want a piece of the pie. I want some of the action. I want some shine. So now he decided to sue them, and it backfired on his tummer. It backfired on him, and now he is suing Michael Jordan and LeBron James because all the publicity and negativity publicity that got in, it has damaged his customers. See what happens when you try to be greedy? See? DMX said it the best. Stop being greedy. Give to the needy. All you had to do was have like a giving back to the community concert or something, and you would have been all right. You decided to go after the big dogs. That was dumb. And good for you. And I hope he lose all of his clients, but that was just dumb. That's just like me and the Hellraisers, we do an event, and I'm like, well, Diva Mary Kay was there, so I want all the shine. Like, I was there. Why didn't nobody say nothing to me when they was, you know, when he got interviewed on ABC or he got interviewed on Channel 11? That's just dumb. You deserve that. You deserve it. What we got here? D'Angelo pleads guilty to disorderly conduct after soliciting a police officer. Wow. Disguised as a prostitute. Wow. For real? Why, D'Angelo? Why? That's messed up, y'all. D'Angelo then got arrested, and he pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct because he was trying to get at a prostitute that just happened to be an undercover cop. When it gets to that point, just stay at home. You could have saved you some money and got you a flick, tell you the truth. All right, let's get into it. Definitely want to get into it now. I want y'all opinions on this story, too. Here it is. It says, R&B singer D'Angelo has pleaded guilty due to disorderly conduct streaming from the 2010 arrest for soliciting a prostitute. The 37-year-old D'Angelo was arrested in March 2010 after police said he tried to pay $40 for a sex act to an undercover officer posing as a prostitute. D'Angelo, 37, appeared in the Manhattan court on Friday, on March 11, 2011, and entered his plea for the lesser charge of disorderly conduct. The prosecutor claimed that the offense is in violation, not a crime, and states that the star has satisfied their conditions, although they have refused to go into details about the settlement, according to the Associated Press. That's crazy. Is it a felony to solicit a prostitute?
It depends on what state. It depends on what state you're in. Not in Vegas, but they're trying to kill that in Vegas as well, though.
Oh, wow. You got,
that's the only place where it's legal at.
To solicit a prostitute? Wow. It costs you all that for $40? That's messed up. D'Angelo was on top of his game at a point. He didn't got all big and stressed out. Now, if a girl is giving me, I could pay for her body for $40, I don't want that. That's just...
Yeah, I don't want that either. That sounds like it's coming with some serious issues.
Yeah, you need some antibiotics to go with that. It's $40 and some antibiotics, like for real.
Think about it,
I like
though.
My women you're like cool. Wine. I want something nice.
Go
I
ahead.
I want to use them, dude.
Go ahead.
So D'Angelo went from the one video that he made with just his face and his chest, and every female in America was going crazy about it. So he really picking up prostitutes, though? Is it all bad for that man?
We're not playing for D'Angelo, y'all. It went... all bad for him, man. $40 for the prostitute. We got the queen live in the building with us. I know she was going to have an intense desire to say something about that hot mess news right there. Queen, welcome to the show. Say what's up to my special guest, Steve Jennings, is live in the building with us.
Hello. Hey, everybody.
Good evening.
D'Angelo, really? You know what? I'm going to be honest. I'm an advocate for you do what you want to do with your money, but a $40 prostitute, like, I've watched enough hookers point on HBO to know that even the worst disgusting hookers is asking for more than $40, so... I'm just trying to figure out what was this like. She had to be a crackhead. Like $40, there's nothing you can really do with $40 these days. Mm. Like you can take $40 to the grocery store and you're gonna come out with one bag, and it might not be full depending on what you got in that bag. So I don't know. Like I'm with you, sis. Like D'Angelo has really fallen off, and like. It was more than just the untitled "How Does It Feel" video. Like D'Angelo had so many hits before that.
Yeah.
Like D'Angelo was really an up and coming. Like I think if I'm not mistaken, D'Angelo really started setting a trend for a lot of neo soul music. like back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
He really was setting the neo soul trend. And it's just, it makes you sad when you see talent like that just fall off, you know, fall off and fall back. And then when you do hear about him, it's negative. And when you see him, you know, he look like the Michelin tire man with his hand. Like, it's all bad.
He do it. D'Angelo was at the top of
his game. He's so fat.
He's so fat now, but he was at the top of his game. He had to cut Brown Sugar. He had a lot of good music, and he was really doing his thing. Y'all know Angie Stone had held him down for a long time before she was like, look, I can't take this no more. I can't
I don't think D'Angelo, I mean, you could be on top of your game just like Charlie Sheen is still paying for prostitutes. So I ain't defending the brother. I don't condone what he did. I definitely say he was set up. So whoever the undercover cop was that set him up, you know, she probably threw that figure out there at him as well. Like, yo, okay, only $40. So he was like, oh, word? All right, let's do it. And then he was
right. He should have been skeptical with that figure.
Right. So you got to keep that in consideration. Like, you know, he probably felt he was getting more for his money. If she was a dressed-up cop, I'm sure she probably threw it on, you know, not to look like no crackhead or whatever, you know, because she was actually an undercover cop. So I'm taking that into consideration, you know, hoping that he get it together and learn a lesson, because you can sure be set up. It doesn't matter who you are. But at the other end of the spectrum, I'm saying, like, you don't have to be on top of your game to be out there soliciting prostitutes and thinking you're above the law. Because just look at Charlie Sheen. I mean, he was doing the same thing when he got busted a little while back and ended up in the hospital.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Charlie Sheen's been soliciting prostitutes for years.
Since
Heidi Fleiss. Didn't Charlie Sheen get caught up in the whole Heidi Fleiss scandal, like, way back in the early 90s?
Yeah, him and along.
Him and some other powerful white guys, yeah. So I agree. Wow. But still, like, women outnumber men 4-1. Like, you really don't have to go out and pay for it, but I mean, maybe it's because there's no hassles. Like, you do what I want you to do, and then you leave, and I don't have to call you, and you don't call me unless I want to see you again. So, I mean, but that's a whole other topic within itself, though. Like, you could do a whole show on paying for sex and paying for companionship, because it's so many different ends of that spectrum.
Yeah.
I see it all the time.
Yeah, we definitely see it all the time, but it's just sad to see, like, our people, you know, it's sad to see D'Angelo falling off. And, you know, I heard somebody say that he has a drug problem, and drugs can definitely mess up your business, because it gets to the point, it become, and an addict, a lot of people think an addict is just somebody that's strung out on drugs. No, an addict is somebody who is addicted to one particular thing, addicted to eating, addicted to shopping. Anything that you're addicted to can destroy your life, you know, especially when it comes with a cost of, you know, you spend a crazy money on it. Like, you got to have it. Like, I have to have this. And even down to drugs is the worst, because when you get high or when you get drunk, a lot of people think they Superman and Superwoman, and you ain't. And then you end up getting your super ass kicked. And that's just how that happens. And he just caught it. He just caught it. I mean, how could you not see? I mean, $40 for some poutine? I'm sorry. That's not cool. And for all my women, you know, we shouldn't have this whole prostitution thing going on. It's about a woman's worth. A woman's worth. Another lady that I can see that's rocking with Mr. Jennings, can you tell me about this young lady here? Let me just scroll down. Erica, Lady Kingpin. Tell me about her.
Well, I met Lady Kingpin through Twitter, and off the top, I don't remember the radio show that she hosts, but Bad Girl Radio, Bad Girl Entertainment. Shout out to her, and she does a lot. She does a lot of things that Future does. You know, promotions with artists. You know, she works with a lot of DJs. You know, she puts a lot of people on. And, you know, just like everybody here that's on the show, You know, they got their 9-to-5 and they got a hustle on the side. And, you know, she, you know, her and her girlfriends, or her bad girls, excuse me, you know, they do fashion shows, they host parties, so forth and so on. And she came to my networking event that I had in January, the first of the year. And, you know, she extended, you know, her services that anybody needed help, especially in the music business or any business in general, that if you want to get down, just reach out to her. And, you know, that's what I try to tell people. You know, we all want to be like Russell Simmons one day, you know, have the money, have the fame, the glory. But right now, I'm not looking for the money. I'm not looking for the fame. I have the opportunity, I have the intelligence and the education to help somebody that's behind me and to help somebody that's to the left and to the right of me. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to take everybody that's on the side of me, and we all going to take one step forward. You know what I'm saying? I want to take the person behind me. I want to reach out to them, pull them one step closer to me. And once you get that mentality in your head, then it's not, you know, it's not about the money. It's not about the fame. It's not about the fortune. And that's the misconception that black people have. When we do something, we always want to be acknowledged. We always want the accolades. We always want the awards. We want to shine. But sometimes, you know what? You got to take a loss before you can make the gain. And I try to tell people all of that. You know what? Forget about, you know, what you're going to get in the mail or how big your bank account is going to be. Because in the long run, it's not about the money, the fame, and everything. It's about who you're remembered for. And that and that's the biggest thing right there to me, how you help this person or what you did in life and what you did to help people to get to where they are. To me, that's the best success you can have. Obviously, you know, sometimes having a few zeros in your bank account helps. But sometimes if you can't get to that level, then you got to settle for something else.
And I think a lot of us forget that the talents that we already have. What about the talents that you already have? And even when, before I moved from Jersey in October, and it was like the after-school programs was going to be shut down. Oh, they took the Abbott program. Chris Christie took the Abbott program, and they was all upset. But they failed to realize that Chris Christie was the one that started the Abbott program over there. He was the one that funded. His camp was the people who funded that Abbott program. So you should have known that they was going to be able to come and go as they please. It was to the point that they have a program for parents, or, you know, paying for your kids to be at a child care center from 8 in the morning to 6 in the evening. That's ridiculous for me. Me personally, like 8 in the morning, I could see you working 9 to 5. But, you know, some people, you know, some chicks I knew and some men I knew, they just dropped their kids off there. But, right. They just dropped their kids off there. You don't even know that, you know, the people that's working in there, one of them got a felony, and two of them is her people's baby mothers. And they in there talking negative stuff in front of your kid. Like, I really seen this. I took my child out of this. It wasn't even child care. It was the after-school program. I took my son out of there because I said, you know what? These people is not for the kids. The appearance, your demeanor, your attitude. I know if you giving somebody else child attitude, you definitely going to give mine. Now, my son is not in the bubble. But at the same time, I did child care. That was my first job. And I took it serious. Them kids, the cleanliness, me being on time, me communicating with the parents. And I was only 17 years old at the time. I took that serious. Anything that you're doing or whatever business that you have, you take it serious, whatever craft that you have, and get organized. Get organized. I can't say it enough. Get organized and help somebody else. Because how are you going to help somebody else if you ain't helped yourself? Your business is not in order. You can't return phone calls. You forgetting emails. You're not even paying your internet service or your phone service on time. Ain't nothing like me calling somebody and their phone is out of order. I'd be like, okay, maybe 3 days or 48 hours or 72 hours, I'll delete your number. If you're in business, your phone should not be off for at least 3 days to 2 days. Like, that's real talk right there.
No doubt.
Let's start paying our bills, especially important things, and living within our means. Why you got a BlackBerry, an Android, a house phone, a church. Why do you need all of this? You're not talking on all of these. You just want, it's just the image that you're trying to portray. I see one person with like three phones on them. I'm like, what you going to call me from all of them phones at the same damn time? Are you serious? Oh, this is my phone for this, and this is my phone for that. So you got three set of phones with three different groups of people to call you? Raise your hand and wait for me to call you. Ugh, I was disgusted. I could see two. But having all those phones, and then I call all three phones, and ain't none of them active, that's a problem, son. I'm sorry. Let's get our priorities and together, especially with businesses. And, oh, changing phone numbers. I hate calling somebody 60 days or 90 days later and their number is not the same. I'm not understanding that because a lot of these cell phone companies, y'all locking in for a year to 2 years. If it ain't Boost, you locking in for a year to 2 years. And I'm not mad at that with the contracts because these companies want to build a long-term relationship with you. This ain't no one-night stand. We're going to be bumping together for a long time, for 2 years. We together, boo. You signed a contract. That's your marriage contract to the company.
Right.
When you come across people that want to develop a long-term relationship with you and just don't want to get your money right then and there, that should be respected. That should be honored. I'm here, but regardless if it's my business hours or 24 hours, I like to provide 24-hour service. That's why I love my website. It provides anything, any questions my ladies have is, boom, right there on the website and investing. When we come back from one of these hot tracks, I want to definitely talk about investors, and this is for the artists. This is for business owners. Investing into services for your business and writing them off at the end of the year. It's so important for us, for all of us to know that anything that we invest into as far as promotion, cell phones, clothes, flyers, you can write that off at the end of the year. So y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I got Steve Jennings live in the building with us. We definitely going in. And y'all can check us out in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspotent. Shout out to the Wolves because they everywhere, man.
I'll go, I'ma give it all and I won't slow. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one, I'ma be the one when I'm done.
Higher,
if I made it this far, I'll go
higher.
If I made it this far, I can make it anywhere. If I made it this far, if I made it this far, I'll go anywhere.
I can make it anywhere, places you ain't never there. Catch me in the drop top, places that I'm very near. I'm a hood nigga, yes, I'm really heavy there. I play my cards right, so my blessings everywhere. I'm on the move, so no one can ever bring me down. I won't stop till my name is sitting on the crown. Pain in my heart, trying not to make the sound. Trying to find myself, so I'm looking all around. I'm on a mission, so I'm headed to the tip top. To be known everywhere regarding hip hop. I go hard, so you never ever see me fall. I'm God's child, I gotta answer his giving call.
I know, I'ma give it all day. Won't slow. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one, I'ma be the one when I'm done. When I make it higher, if I made it this far, I can take it higher. If I made it this far, I can make it anywhere. If I made it this far, if I made it this far, I'll go anywhere.
Made it this far, the only way to go is up. You hate is mad, you only think it's beginner's luck. Truthfully, I can say, I don't give a fuck. What you hate is here for a reason, go ahead and live it up. I'm trying to reach the stars, man, I'm feeling getting close. I feed off my team of ones who really care the most. I'm on the uprising, no, I ain't no friendly ghost. I want to be the next best, don't really mean to boast. I gotta go hard, man, so I strive for it. Ain't no turning back, the only way to go is forward. I'm banking on you niggas who really planned it out. I'm on the uprise, homie, just gotta plan it out. If it's meant to be, God will really make it happen. Until then, I'm on the grind, never catch. a lone soldier, moving like a fucking captain. This is real talk, nigga, you never catch me acting.
I'ma give it all and I won't slow. I'ma show the world one thing.
Where my party people at?
turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speaker scream. Diva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. You know who I'm rocking with is Diva Mary Kay. See, I turn on her station, man, I listen every day. She's different, not the same, that's why people know her name. And when she pumps that volume, everybody goes insane. Calling any station, if y'all hear me, there's no competition in any city. He got a girl that's cool with the guys. Diva Mary Kay, she's smooth like a ride. She's guaranteed to play high records every time. So turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speaker scream. Diva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and turn your volumes up, because it's Step Your Game Up Sundays, and this is how we do. It's kind of like Sit Back Sundays. Like, we're real chilling right now. We got Steve Jennings live in the building with us. We got the Genius. We got Future Guru 100 live in the building with us. And big shout-out to everybody that's tuned in with us now on the line. And also big shout-out to everybody that's tuning in the chat room. Big shout-out to Model of 2011. I wanted to talk about investing, like when you invest in things as far as within your business or your company. And if y'all want to put chime in and put y'all, give y'all 2 cents about it, make sure you call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button to be heard. Now, there's certain things that I invest into as far as within my business, then I'm going to go down a panel. I'm going to get Mr. Jennings comment on it. I'm going to go to Genius Guru and go on down the panel. But it's things I invest into my business. Like when I buy samples from the company, those are write-off. My cell phone bill, 50% of that is a write-off for the whole year. Anytime I get on a train, take a cab, bus ticket, stuff like that. And a lot of people say, well, that's a lot of receipts to keep up with. But here's the thing, if you buy or purchase everything with your debit card, the beautiful thing about having a debit card, you can get your printout, your statements from your bank and take them into the tax office. I really like to do things with my debit card because I can keep track of it, and I really don't need to have all that paper whatnot around the house and I'll lose them. But the things that I'd invest into as far as in my business, you can write them off. So don't be afraid to invest into your business, people. If you want to get some T-shirts done for your crew, your street team, your business, you can write that off at the end of the year. And it makes a good sense for you to go right now, even before the tax season come around, or try to get go on YouTube or go online or take some type of tax preparation class to assist you with that, especially if you are an entrepreneur and a business owner. So I definitely want to get Mr. Jennings' comments about investing into your own business and as far as, you know, getting it back on your taxes the next year.
Well, what I want to say about that is, especially if you're starting a new business per se, take a look at what it takes to start your business. For example, I'm just going to use my landscaping business as the mold for that. When I started my landscaping business 4 years ago, there was a lot of products out there for me just necessary to cut grass. Mm-hmm. You had your okay products, you had your mediocre products, you had your high-end products. And what you have to do, you have to sit down and look at the products that's out there and figure out what kind of business you're going to be doing with that particular machinery or product, so forth, at all.
Mm-hmm.
And once you make that decision, make it a worthwhile investment. Because it was a while before I invested in equipment, because I didn't know what to buy, where to go. But I did my homework. I got the books. I went to the websites. I went to the landscape convention, you know, stuff like that. Did my homework. And then I was able to sit down, take my monies, and invest in a decent product. And then, you know, then everything else falls in line, because once you make that investment into your equipment for your business, then you shouldn't have to worry about it. Only thing that you should worry about is maintenance and keeping it up, and whether or not you need gas or wires or, you know, light stuff. Because if you invest in a business and you start off with bad quality products, the only thing you're doing down the line is putting a Band-Aid on. And then when times comes and San Francisco, God blesses you and you get a good break, you can't go out and do the job because your equipment is shoddy. You know what I'm saying? But the other thing that you were talking about with investing in your business, you know, the best, if you get a business, you can't do everything by yourself. You know, go out, get a financial advisor, you know, get a lawyer. You know, like you talk about, you know, like your taxes and stuff, you know, if you get a business, first thing you do, you go out and you get a business checking account. So that way, when you get the business checking account, all your stuff is itemized. You get that, you get your monthly bill every month. Oh, okay, oh, boom. Take that to your account at the end of the year. It's already there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't take that time. You know, they want to go out, they want to start a business. You know, they got everything that they think they have, but then right then, when it comes time for them to do something, they don't have anything.
They're missing the most important thing, and I think that everybody wants internet success. We want internet success. We want to push a button, and it just happens. And, you know, in order to shine, you got to grind. That's just it. And the education piece is so important. Whatever you in, I don't care if you, you know, have a worm farm. You need to be the best worm farmer there is. And the only way you can be able to do that and to be able to succeed and have something doing that is to invest into your business, not just the money, but the knowledge part of it. You know, you got to invest. That's the most valuable piece right there, is the knowledge part, to know what's good products, what's not, where you can get a good price, where you're not going to get a good price, where you know you're going to have to spend that, what is the steps to doing what you're supposed to be doing. Because everybody can do the same thing, but it's the person with the most knowledge that do it the best. I'm telling you. I've seen it so many times. It's the person with the most knowledge of what you guys are doing that's doing it the best. Genius, I definitely want your opinion on that as well.
I mean, I definitely agree with, you know, what the brother was saying, and as well a lot of your viewpoints, because that's a lot of important things. And, you know, when he was speaking on, you know, research, you know, R&D, in business, research and development is very important. That's one of the prime essentials in business, because, you know, doing the research is basically, you know, doing the homework, you know, for people. I was speaking layman's terms, like what you were saying, doing the homework. But, you know, business is R&D. And that's very essential, because you want to know the right things to invest into, you know, especially in, you know, my business. I actually run two businesses. And, you know, just on the music end, you're spending a lot, because you're spending a lot on equipment, you know what I'm saying? So you're spending a lot on upfront, you know. So, like, when you're just starting off on the business, you know, like the first, you know, year, first 5 years, that's the hardest point. You know, that's the grind, where you're trying to make up for what you've spent, you know what I'm saying? So you want to make sure that you invest into, you know, the right things. You want to make smart investments. You don't want to just buy this because this is what someone else has, you know, or buy something else because this is the most expensive, you know.
Even the saving part of it. We'll get a little money in our pocket, get a little flip, and go blow it. Don't go blow your flip at all. You can't spend none of that money. Do not blow your flip. Hold on to your money, because it's the long run. You need this in goals. That's a whole nother show. To set a goal. Everything I do, I set a goal. Even if it's washing the clothes, doing the cooking dinner, I set a goal on what I'm going to cook, what time I'm going to cook it, how long dinner going to be. It's everything is time management for me. It has to be planned out. So, you know, everything always don't go according to plan, But as long as I had that goal to get it done, as long as you get the goal done, that's the most important thing. And I think that's so vital for us to understand that when you get that money, don't spend that money. I don't care. Because the thing about it, if you didn't have that money, you wasn't going out. If you didn't have that money, you wasn't getting them new rims. If you didn't have that money, you wasn't getting your hair done, nails done, everything done. That wasn't happening if you didn't have that money. So you gotta think like it's not the money. And it's so easy. When you go into the bank to open up any account, they ask you, do you want a personal account or a business account? You should say you want both. Because you're going to get some of the proceeds off your hard work. And we're going to do it like a whole 60-40. That's how I do it, 60-40. 60 to my business, 40 to me. That's just bottom line, reeing up. And another thing, we're having product. You need to have products. A lot of people, and especially women, are impulse buyers. We want it right now. I got the money. I want it right now. I really don't want to have to wait. So that's why if you're doing your whole business thing online, you have to go in hard because you have to be in the people face. You have to be in known, and you got to make sure the product gets to them. When you say it's going to get to them, you got to make good on your word. I'm going to pull Guru in here as well. Guru, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. There were some great points made on that subject, and it doesn't matter what line of business you're in. You're going to have to invest and invest wisely and keep track of your expenses as well as your profits and your margins. You got to know what you're making on each job. I mean, when I started in business, always had to have extra padding. If I was installing carpet, I had to have that padding, so I bought the padding on the profits that I made from the previous job so I wouldn't have to buy padding on the next job, so I'm not caught out there. Sometimes you got to pre-order. Like if you're in
right.
business, you pre-order, so you already right. set. Like I wouldn't want to be caught out there and I need extra roll of padding, and why should I leave that job site to go get that padding when it's already on the truck, and vice versa. I get the carpet padding ahead of time. So that's padding is very expensive. For those who had to buy carpet before, they know that padding is expensive. Most of the times I'm making money by buying the carpet, of course, because that's basically the way I was operating my business. The person wasn't getting their order unless they paid for the carpet ahead of time. So you had to pay for your whole order. And I took care of the padding, and I marked it up accordingly. So I was very smart about what I did. Instead of hitting them all at once with the whole cost of the job, I already had certain parts of my business covered. So it allowed me to make better prices for people. And that's why I was very successful at that, because I didn't have to have a real expensive price when I had most of it covered on my end already. And that's one thing that people got to remember. And for me at this point, what I'm doing, I feel that time is a lot of money that I'm investing into my company as well. You got to remember, you spend the time with clients, you spend the time on the phone with them. And I'm giving up consulting fees as I look at it right now, because I could be talking to somebody and getting more money and taking away from my business by talking to the first person, and then I should be on the phone with the next person on a consultant level. So time is money. If I can make $30 an hour talking to somebody, or $50 an hour on the phone talking to somebody, I'd rather do that than trying to set up a business deal that might not even go through. Like sometimes you have to create that balance, and at the same time, like don't give two people too much of your time when it ain't really working out. I mean, you got to remember that. That's the one.
A lot of people be trying to just pick your brains. People call you up or
yeah.
you network with somebody, and they just be trying to pick your head to get the information that you know. And so they can, it's like backdoor bandit situation. They want to go through the back door. There's nothing wrong with us networking, but don't try to backdoor bandit me. Like the saying goes, don't try to hustle a hustler. Now, Mr. Jennings, we're coming to your events. And getting yourself prepared and coming to an event, what are some of the things that a person would need when they decide they want to attend one of your events to better their businesses?
Well, the first and the most important thing is you need a voice, because when you're standing in front of a room of 30 to 40 people, you need to be able to have the communication skills. Not just to talk to people
in a broad area. But once your time is over in the spotlight, you need to be good. If somebody raised their hand and they had a question, if you want to fill the question, you need to learn how to talk to them and have communication skills. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times I tell people, if you're doing a presentation and you're not good with word of mouth, have something handy with you. Have a flyer, printout, or your laptop. You know, if you can't explain to them with your words, let them look at it visually and then work off that. It always behooves people, if you're out there doing business, have a flyer, have a business card, have a T-shirt, have a sample of your work so that people, you know, you can draw people in. Because it takes nothing to talk to people, but it hurts your business when you don't have anything to show. So if you want to come to my event, make sure you got good people skills, good communication skills. And then whatever product that you want to sell or you want to showcase, bring some flyers, business cards, or whatever you want. And I'll make sure, and if you can't talk, then I'm going to be right there with you to help you out, to get you through that moment. And then we'll take it from there.
And then I think it's that first 90 seconds. I think it's that first 2 to 3 minutes of the jitters for a first time, because that's how it was for me with my PK business. I was able to talk to people, but I was just kind of nervous about the products and overstudying the product, learning the ingredients, learning everything. It's just that first 2 minutes that you need to get through. The jitters and nervous, because you need to understand that, you know, these people didn't come here to criticize you. They are here to learn and see what you have. They're interested in something that you got going on, and you got to believe in your product. I believe in my product. I love my product. I use my product. People, do not try to sell something that you do not use yourself. Because we know when you're not using it, because you're half behind on it. You don't have the correct information about it. You can't answer my questions. So you have to live your business. I live my Mary Kay business. I get up with my Time Wise cleaner and my Age Fighting moisturizer. And, you know, I definitely love my everything that it does for my skin, the nutrients, the vitamins in my skin, the natural glow that I have without putting anything on my face. I like that my lip gloss tastes like vanilla. It's good for me. So, you know, once you live your product, you can be a lot more confident with yourself to present your business, because you live it and you love it and you believe it. And if you don't believe it, then nobody else is going to believe it. But those first 2 minutes for a first-time consultant or business owner with giving a presentation about their business and their products, I think that's hard. That's a little bit hard for you to get over that lump. But when you got somebody there like Mr. Jennings is standing right by you, and I like what you said, bring something visual, bring your laptop. You can, you know, have a small video, a business card, a portfolio, something where I can go and see what you have and you can work off from there. Then you won't be so nervous, because if the product is good, it's going to sell itself. That's point blank. Okay. If the product is good, it's going to sell itself. So if you get into, I don't know if you guys heard this or not, Sensacy. It's Sensacy. It's wax, but it smells so good. I went to a party a young lady had out here, and it's not that much to become a consultant, but being that I do skincare, body care, pampering, I got things for the men as well. I'm like, yo, this would really be good, because I know people love for their house to smell good. And these are some outstanding scents. And the good thing about it is they come with these creative wax burners that you plug into the wall. There's no flame. You don't have to get the tea candles. You just plug it right into the wall. Put your little wax cube on top of it, and it melt down and light the whole house up. Oh, it smells so good. And that's one of the things that I want to say now. If you have a business and you want to get into another side hustle, make sure it, you know, that it complements the business that you already got going. Like even from the cigars to the wine. Or to the cognacs. I think that would be nice for you to bring something that kind of matches with each other, and it gives people a variety. Variety is very, very important.
No doubt.
Yeah. We I definitely have fun with you guys on Step Your Game of Sundays. I have to really say, Mr. Jennings, thank you for coming through and dropping jewels on us. You are now a part of the Diva Spa family, so you can come back anytime you please. You know all you have to do is make the call.
Thank you very much.
I want you to tell everybody how they can contact you and all your information. And we know that you got this event coming on the 9th. I definitely want to give attention to that. It's an event on the 9th, and it's coming. So y'all definitely need to get down with that. But put out the information on how they can contact you.
Well, you know, just like you, I'm available in all types of media. You know, you can go to my blog, www.hellraisershouse.blogspot.com. You can see all my upcoming events and everything that I do. I'm also on Facebook. Just type in Steve Jennings. You'll see a guy smoking a cigar. That's what I do. That's my passion. I'm also on Twitter. You can catch me at Steel Souls. You know, I have a crew around me. We're trying to do big things. And lastly, if you live in the area, Essex County, Union County, Passaic County, you can come right here to Union to the cigar store, Barrister Cigars, at 2565 U.S. Route 22 in Union. And last but not least, if you can't reach me any of those ways, you can call me on my jack, 908-531-3076. You know, so there it is.
There it is. It's put out there. Deez, you want to put your information out there as well before we get out of here?
Of course, I'm easily accessible. You can reach me on Twitter, at Genius, D-N-E-O-U-S, or you can go to the website, www.geniusmusic.com, and from there you can actually access all the social networks that I actually utilize.
Most definitely. We do it for the love of the money, but we definitely do it for the love of community. You already know how Diva Mary Kay get down. If you want to come on the show, network your business, chop it up with any of the heavy hitters that I had on the show today, all you got to do is send me an email at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. You know we got the promotion rocking 24/7, 365 days a year. Check me out at my blog at www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. We definitely looking, we're ready and available to start your promo on today. Step your PayPal up because we going in. We out of here, y'all, with a woman's worth. Thank you.
No need.